He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, it's time to check in with our Vin FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino. To start off, we were just discussing prior to the break, Vinny, locally, Kansas City UMKC basketball had a 119-19 win, a 100-point victory last night. In your high school days or maybe college days, do you have a story about you guys maybe just completely destroying an opponent anywhere like that?
No. No, I do not. Never been a part of anything quite like that. I'm breathing hard. Sorry.
Are you running?
I'm in the middle of a workout.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What are you working on? You doing some like lunges? What's the
no, I'm on a I'm on a bike. I was going to do it on the bike, but there's no way I could talk while being on the bike. So now I'm pacing outside our facility right now.
Trying to catch your breath for a second?
No. Go ahead. I'm locked.
Okay. You're good. Which, hey, the other thing I wanted to ask you about before we got to football was you were asking on Twitter one of the best like chain restaurants, Applebee's, Chili's. You didn't know what 54th Street was? That's a Northland treat. Will you come back to town?
I lived on the plaza for 3 years. And I've never gone anywhere else. I normally just order food. We don't have a whole lot of time to go out that much. So
you're saying when you and your wife have a off day, you don't just like hit up 54th Street?
So I go to Potbelly for lunch. Potbelly is my favorite spot in Kansas City. I pretty much go there. I'm a regular at Potbelly on the plaza. You guys are probably, not you guys, but anybody listening have probably seen me there at least once. And then for dinner, I go to Prime Social. That's our spot.
Nice.
Or Ocean Prime, and then we go home. That's it. We're pretty simple people. Or we just order food. I like there's some burger place called like Smokehouse Burgers or something. I think that place is very good. But that's about it. We're pretty simple.
Were you able to actually watch the Tyson Paul fight on Friday because of all the buffering mess? I gave up, man. I gave up, and I was done with it. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it on my phone. That's how I was able to get it. I don't know how to feel about it, but good for them. They made a whole lot of money.
Well, that's the thing is like if you approach to just knowing it's entertainment, but like if you were expecting it to be, you know, Crawford versus Mayweather or something like that back in the day, like that, then you were never going to be pleased.
Yeah, I'm just shocked that you're allowed to bet on stuff like that because you don't really know what's going on. Like, I don't know who commissioned that and allowed it to bet. And I guess everybody bet on Tyson. So
yeah,
Sportsbook won. They won big this past weekend. So good for them.
Vinny, after the Chiefs and Bills game on Sunday afternoon, did your opinion of either team change?
No, not really. It's kind of what I said last week, I think. It's going to be a really good game. Enjoy it. And the Bills ended up winning. Are you guys feeling okay? You guys haven't lost in a whole long time.
It's been a bit.
Since Christmas last year, you know?
Yeah, do you guys know what to do waking up this morning? or was it gloomy out yesterday morning? I feel like the sky's fallen.
It was. It rained the entire day yesterday, like the whole city knew.
Yeah, that's a message from the heavens, I guess, that it's just a tough day in Kansas City.
Would you like to remind us how to handle the Sunday after a loss?
Well, it depends. I don't think you guys need to do the type of therapy that I need to do for losses on Sundays. So, no, I think you guys can just enjoy it. I think you should just enjoy it. That's a different experience. Just enjoy kind of the pressure's off a little bit more now, you know? Lock back in, play some solid football, go undefeated the rest of the season, win the Super Bowl. You know, 20-1 or whatever it would be still sounds pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. The number one seed conversation becomes a little more interesting, though. That's what we were discussing a couple of...
Doesn't matter because you went to Buffalo last year and won. So, you get to play more football if you don't get the one seed. players might not like that, but... I'm sure as fans, it's fun to watch your team play in meaningful games.
There definitely is more football, and I'm with you. We know they can win on the road. That's not a problem. I think the only question I would have this year, Vinny, is they had such an early bye week. They had it, what was that, week 8, I think it was, something like week 7 bye this year. And so that extra bye, not the home field, but the extra bye to me with how banged up they are is a big deal.
Yeah, I would agree with that, especially in the sport that's so demanding physically. Like, you want that time off, but I'm sure that especially if they can lock up the one seed by the end of the year, that they'll take that last week off you would think, well, I guess if they have the bye, they wouldn't need to because they'll have the bye.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird – I don't know. The Chiefs are the funniest story in football because it's like if it wasn't the Chiefs and it wasn't Mahomes and all the guys that have won, you'd probably be asking different questions, but there's so much trust there. It's like, okay, when the time comes, they'll show up. We'll just go from there. Instead of hoping that they will, they will. So it's definitely fun. Who cares that you lost to the Bills? But it was a really good game, and, you know, Bills won.
In a couple of minutes here, Vinny, we're going to let you unveil your power rankings for your top five. But I think you can speak to this as a player. So there's people asking Jerry Jones if the team has quit on Mike McCarthy. There's people asking if the Jags have quit on Doug Peterson. Do you think teams can just quit listening to a manager or a coach?
I don't know. Maybe in a sport like that, where especially with, I guess it's really uncommon in football to have a coach on an expiring deal without extending him or firing him before it gets to that point. So maybe. I think that it's tough when you're losing and it just kind of feels like your season's over halfway through the year to really listen. It's not that you're not listening. It's just like, you know, sometimes it's just harder to do, especially when your quarterback goes down. Your owner talks to the media every week and kind of lights up your whole team, which is kind of a, you know, he's done it his entire career, but it's definitely an interesting move, especially now with how every bit of information is out there. Yeah, I think there could be a bit of, you know, what are we doing here, guys? Like, you probably think that Trey Lance should start playing football for them now.
Yeah.
Just to see what you got. But I don't know. It's a tough question because you just never know what's going on inside a clubhouse.
In a lot of ways, the way you describe it is like, it just feels more like a job probably at that point. Like, it feels harder because it feels more like work versus like this job is fun.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, at the end of the day, nobody wants to hear that when you've got guys making $30 million and $20 million. You know, like when you're well compensated, which I don't know a professional athlete that even on a rookie deal is not well compensated. Like, it's your job is to show up. That's why, like, I always am careful when I do my interviews to not talk about, you know, we're working hard, we're doing this, because it's like, well, that's kind of the expectation. Your job is to go perform. And if you don't perform, you're going to take a bunch of heat for it. And we all signed up for that. And that's just the nature of the business, and fans have every right to do that. So when things aren't going well, especially when it's supposed to go well, you're going to get heat, and you got to deal with it. That's your job. The great thing is, though, it's like, to be honest, it's never really personal from fans. They just want to see their team win. So anything that they're getting right now, a few wins will solve that.
We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. I understand you have compiled your power rankings. Let's get some music behind this here.
Oh, wow.
Do you have – you're going top five? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to get to five because I think it's a pretty clear cut. Three.
Okay.
But I'm going to go Chiefs at one. I'm going to go Lions at two. I'm going to go Bills at three. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to go Steelers at four.
Wow.
Because they just win.
Yeah.
They just freaking win games. Like, I you know, George Pickens, unreal, by the way.
He's
like,
a freak.
That guy is fun to watch. It's fun when he just, like, I don't know, last week when he just, like, tackled the guy on the other team for no reason. That was kind of fun. And then who's my fifth team? Man.
Ravens or maybe one of those other NFC teams?
I'm trying to think of an NFC team right now because it's not, like, man, who's got a really good record in the NFC?
You didn't say Philly.
You know what? It's the Eagles. It's the Eagles at five. Yeah, it's the Eagles at five. That's my five. Congratulations. You have my first ever power rankings.
It honestly seems like a pretty accurate power ranking. I don't think I would be way different than you.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really watch a whole lot of Lions football. My father-in-law is a big Lions fan. He's trying to get me to be a Lions fan, but every game they play, they're up by like 30 by the time I'm able to see what's going on, so I can't tell. You know, that's probably indicative of how good they are, but until I see it. You know, like I got Nico Collins on my fantasy football team right now, and I needed to lock into that game last night to see if I thought he was any good or not. I'm a big eye test guy.
Yeah, first play of the game, you thought you had some points right there, but they're a man downfield, screwed you over.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep him. I'm going to keep him around, see what he's got, you know?
All right. Well, Vinny, we'll let you get back on the bike, man. We appreciate you taking a break out of the workout to talk some football.
Yeah. Hey, I can't make it next week. I'll be in Kansas City, but I'm getting the plate taken out of my thumb, so I will not be able to be on the phone next Tuesday. But so maybe Massey can call in. He might be on his honeymoon. He's getting married this weekend.
Oh, wow.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We will find a replacement for you, at least on this end.
But maybe Monday Night Football, somebody could tell me where to watch the game.
54th Street is where I heard a great spot.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
There you go. Vinny Pasquantino, our VFL insider.